know, this might surprise you. Most people think their dissatisfaction and their problems are things outside of themselves. You know, it's their boss, it's they're not making enough money, they don't have the title they want, they don't like their coworkers, you know, whatever it may be. What I find is that may only be about 20% of it. And this, I share that number anecdotally across all the people I've worked with over the last 15 years of doing this work. And what I find is about 80% of what makes people dissatisfied, unhappy, frustrated is actually what I call the how. So the how, meaning how do we bring ourselves to what we do? How do we show up? How do we interact? How do we communicate? How do we think? How do we behave? How do we use our habits and our work habits and sometimes our patterns, mental and emotional patterns that sometimes get in our way? And so it's easy to blame people outside of us. And well, yes, maybe your boss isn't the nicest person, or maybe you are the boss and you're burnt out and not as happy. And so it makes you a little crabby during the day. But the truth is, we all have the ability inside of us to shift our level of satisfaction. Now, some people do ultimately need to find a different job, a different company, a different role, but I find that that's a smaller number of people than you might expect. Instead, what you do is you start working on yourself first, and that's what I do with most of my clients. It's where we begin, and I call it upgrading your software. You know, just like all software gets upgraded, you know, we learn our work habits and then we keep them for many, many years, and we don't learn to adjust or to shift or to push ourselves into different areas that maybe we are searching for.